الحمد لله، الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ستجدون آخرين يريدون أن يأمنوكم ويأمنوا قومهم كلما ردوا إلى الفتنة أركسوا فيها، فإن لم يعتزلوكم ويلقوا إليكم السلم ويكفوا أيديهم فخذوهم وقتلوهم حيث ثقفتموهم وأولئكم جعلنا لكم عليهم سلطانا مبينا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in the previous lesson we spoke about with regards to the group of munafiqeen, those who wage war against you, or those who apparently, if they have to break an ahd or join those people with whom you have made an ahd, you have made a mithaq, a pact, if they have to come and if they have to disturb that agreement and pact that you made with them, then with those people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, or they do not disturb, those munafiqeen who do not disturb the pact and agreement that you made with a certain community, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah hasn't given you control over them, in other words, to kill them. But in today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a group of munafiqeen. Allah says, if they are such that yuriduna ayya'manukum, they want to be safe, and they want their family, they want their people to be safe from you. But the problem is, every time, whenever kufr is brought in front, then these munafiqeen, when kufr is brought in front of them, then they fall into this fitna of kufr. They fall into the trap of kufr. So Allah says, with these people, urkisu fiha, they are now falling into kufr all the time. فَإِلَّمْ يَعْتَزِلُوكُمْ. But if they do not desist, they do not stop, in other words, they now start fighting with you. وَيُلْقُوا إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَمْ. If they are not prepared to keep that peace that was, and maintain that peace that was going at that time in Medina, because munafiqeen also said La ilaha illallah, but they were not genuine followers of the recite of the kalima. So they would recite La ilaha illallah, it would be on their tongue, but La ilaha illallah was not coming from their hearts. So Allah says, if they're not prepared to make peace and they want to fight you, وَيَكُفُّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ, they don't want to, فَإِلَّمْ يَعْتَزِلُكُمْ وَيُلْقُوا إِلَيْكُمُ السَّلَمَ وَيَكُفُّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ, they don't want to hold back their hands from fighting you. So now what do you do? Person who is saying La ilaha illallah, but he is now fighting you. If this happens, فَخُذُوهُمْ, then Allah says, then you seize them. You find them, وَقُتُلُوهُمْ حَيْثُ ثَقِفْتُمُوهُمْ. And wherever you find them, Allah says you should kill them, because these people are now fighting against you. وَأُولَٰئِكُمْ جَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا. And then for these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have given you a clear, we have given you that clear authority and control over them. In other words, now to wage war against them. That's if they have to fight you. If they do not desist from fighting, and if they fight you, then only you are allowed to do this. In the previous verse, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they was talking about a group of munafiqeen, but they do not fight you. And they do not cause any disturbance to the pact and agreement that you made with other people. Then in that case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not fight them. Because people would say that munafiqeen also were reciters of the kalima. They were saying La ilaha illallah. Then they will see trouble among, of course they were not Muslims, but because they were saying La ilaha illallah, so it would be, it would sound like the Muslims are fighting Muslims. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in that case, then do not fight them, rather abstain from them. آخر دعوانا الحمد لله.